let's get a basis to start with. Whether you're engaging with working with us or not, here's something that we hope you take away, and you can utilize this whether you're working with us or not. So I'll go to the most simplest 80-10-10 rule. So 80% of your income you're using for your lifestyle, everything that you're paying for your day-to-day expenses. 10% is for God, for your gifting, your charities.
Tithe, of course.
10% for savings. So this isn't the normal savings that you're thinking of where you pull up a couple hundred dollars every month and then a year later, where is it at? It's not growing to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. It's still back at that $200 or $300 because people put money in, they take it out, and they spend it. That's part of the 80%. You need that account. Keep that separate for emergencies. Have 10% that is strictly going into a savings account. We say set it up as a joint checking account. That way, you have access to it. It's tracking with bank statements. Build that account up. It's a 10% into an asset account where you're just building it up to use for any assets, whether it's purchasing an investment property, expanding your business, whatever it is. If you sell something out of that asset account, the gains, the profits go back into that same checking account. So okay. 10% savings, get it started automatically. Second area, set goals. We do a lot of phase five planning. So if anybody's heard that term before, it's looking at where do you want to be 5 years from now? And I'm sure a lot of people in your audience have done goal planning from vision boards to any of those different areas, but it's really running out in three different areas, three goals within life, within your career, and within your family. Hit on those three areas, and I also recommend doing that. Have your spouse do the same or your business partner, and then come together, review those together, and see what that looks like together, especially for business owners. Taking that opportunity, what if one business owner says, 5 years, I want to have 10 more locations open and grow in our business. The other business owner wants to be retired and on an island. Well, if you're working against each other, one's trying to reduce position to sell, the other one's wanting to grow. If you have that conversation now, the goals you can be working for, here's an exit strategy, here's the person we're grooming to replace, here's bringing in another business opportunity, just some things like that that pop up from conversations that you have around phase five and goal planning.
That's awesome.
And really the last area that I would think of to hit on would be touching back again on that interest. Just look at what you're doing with interest. Are you paying away all your money to interest that you could be utilizing your cash and capital and cash flow to earn you more interest than what's getting charged on some of your accounts? So look at a balance on that. Those would be three areas that I would say take and start planning through.